Good morning. It's 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 13th of December, on RTE Radio 1. This is Morning Ireland with Cathal McQuillia and Rachel English. Well, despite moves to nurture a smart economy, the IT industry often complains about the lack of graduates in coding and computer science, even though figures yesterday showed the unemployment rate is now at 14.4%. We do have a booming technology scene with vacancies, but the skills shortage in parts of the Irish technology industry means some companies have found themselves looking abroad to the US and the UK for staff. In June, two young people from Cork set up Coder Dojo, a network of free computer clubs for young people to learn technology skills. Our reporter Conor McMorrow went along to a Coder Dojo gathering in the Science Gallery in Trinity College in Dublin last weekend.
Somebody tell me a colour. Okay. So HTML and CSS and a lot of these languages were created by Americans. So your English teachers are going to hate me, but we use American spelling. So colour isn't spelled with a U. It's spelled just C-O-L-O-R.
That was Coder Dojo founder James Welton speaking to Ireland's next generation of computer programmers. Less than 6 months old, it has already garnered coverage in the technology pages of the Wall Street Journal, and the young Corkman has even walked the corridors of global giants Facebook and Google.
Coder Dojo is a network of free computer clubs for kids. It's a place where kids come every Saturday and they learn how to code and do web applications and create websites and make iPhone apps and such. And we do it all for free. So we've got six at the moment, five in Ireland and one in the UK. And we have over 150 kids who learn to do this every Saturday and about 50 plus mentors who volunteer to help them out. I finished my own Leaving Cert in June, and I started doing websites and coding about 9 years old. I was always really frustrated that I came from a family of dentists and they had no idea where they got me from. But anytime I had an issue or wanted to know something, there was nobody there to show me. And growing up, I found that there are more people like myself. So eventually I started a computer club in my own school. I had about 30 people who we did the basics of coding twice a week, and I had people from all the schools contacting me. So I started the first Coder Dojo in Cork with Bill Leo, who's my co-founder in this, and we found that we were getting requests from all over the country and indeed the world. It's essentially to tackle like the poor state of technology and education at the moment. There's so many job vacancies in technology in Ireland at the moment, at least over 10,000. So it's to kind of tackle those two areas.
Coder Dojo was set up to attempt to fill a learning vacuum left by the conventional education system. Starting with 10-year-old Ruth, I asked some of the participants what Coder Dojo meant to them.
I thought it was really fun to learn more about computers and like HTML and CSS.
Hi, my name's Shane, I'm 11, and I got to Coder Dojo to help young kids learn to code. I've been programming myself since I was about 7.
I'm Alicia and I'm 11, and I think Coder Dojo is really good because you can have a feature if you do it, because you can have a web page, and I have a web page already, and I do book reviews and I get publicized so that I have a feature and I can use my website as my feature.
My name is Karen Power, I'm 28 years old. To be able to be in a room with that enthusiasm just really brings home the importance of such an initiative. I can see it taking off worldwide.
Just last week, James Welton told an Oireachtas Education Committee that many of our school teachers simply cannot relate to students interested in learning computer coding. Tara Kelly, one of the parents of children attending Coder Dojo, seemed to agree.
Michael is age 11. He loves computers, but we really didn't have an outlet for him. And neither myself nor my husband are techies ourselves. What he says to us is that he's learning stuff that the people who teach him are experts, and that there's no way within the school system he could have ever have achieved that.
My name is Krishna Day, and I've got three daughters that are here at Coder Dojo. I'd predict that, you know, if you were Google or Facebook or one of those other companies, I think we need to see some of those companies here in the future. Talent scouting for really their employees of the future. It's a brilliant initiative.
And that report was from Conor McMorrow. Open for all ages, Coder Dojo groups meet in Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Tralee, Drogheda, London and Paris every week. And plans are in the offing apparently for a new group to open on the Aran Islands. You can get more details about the computer coding project on www.coderdojo.com. That's CoderDojo.
You've been listening to the first hour of Morning Ireland this Tuesday, the 13th of December. The second hour is podcast separately. You can listen to Morning Ireland live on RTÉ Radio 1 between 7 and 9 every weekday morning. You'll find us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can also visit us at rte.ie/Morning Ireland.